USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as a large winter storm has left nearly three-quarters of the United States covered in snow and dealing with record-low temperatures in many areas. At least 16 deaths have been attributed to the storm, with a strong tornado in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing three people. Large areas of the Great Plains are under wind chill advisories, and winter weather advisories remain in effect from Maine down to New Mexico, as another system is expected to bring more snow and ice to the South, Midwest, and Northeast later this week. And a Democratic member of Congress has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump, accusing him of inciting the January 6 riots at the Capitol and conspiring with extremist groups to prevent the certification of the Electoral College vote. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson's suit also names President Trump's former lawyer Rudy Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers as defendants in the suit. Thompson's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Thousands remain without power in Texas as the state faces some of its coldest weather in decades. USA Radio News' John David Wells reports on the reasons that so many Texans are in the dark.
It's sub-zero days in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with temperatures unseen for 70 years, and no electric power for millions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott explains that while ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, oversees the state's electric grid, there's another piece of the puzzle.
Private companies that generate the power that go into ERCOT. They were working up until about midnight last night, but after midnight, some of them literally froze up and were incapable of providing power, and some are still incapable of providing power.
So is there relief in sight?
It has been able to be restored for about 500,000 households across Texas, but there are more to go.
Snow is expected again tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm John David Wells.
Most of the state remains under a winter storm warning until Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
New York's governor is facing even more pressure as more scrutiny is placed on his decisions involving nursing homes during the pandemic. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, blamed the staff of New York nursing homes for the record-high death toll that was brought about by mandating infected people be put into nursing homes. The directive was issued by Governor Cuomo.
COVID did not get into the nursing homes by people coming from hospitals. COVID got into the nursing homes by staff walking into the nursing home.
As gathered by Fox News cameras, some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
We're calling for Cuomo to resign. We're calling for de Blasio to resign. They have not listened to public health. They have not listened to advocates. We're saying that your actions have killed.
It's just really sad, but it's also like good that now other people are seeing him for who he really is.
It's estimated well over 15,000 people died under Governor Cuomo's mandate. The exact number is still unknown as politics was being played during record keeping and subsequent cover-up by Cuomo's office. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
And crowds will return to the stands at the Australian Open on Thursday after COVID restrictions were lifted in Melbourne. The state of Victoria was placed under a five-day lockdown last week after a number of new infections in the suburbs of Australia's second-largest city. Fans will be able to return in time for the tournament's semifinals and finals, though the number of people allowed in has yet to be determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.